Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Today is all about It's a Wrap Wednesday, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, talking about education for the arts with all we do in our art studio. So today we're going to talk about what's going on with union workers. We need to stand strong with all the union workers that are being worked like slaves. I mean, to where they can't get bathroom breaks, they are falling asleep on the road, and then some. You know, let's all work like Clint Eastwood and just have a few hours a day that we work a little bit, you know, and then we go home. But for the demand that we have in the entertainment industry, our union workers are being literally worked to death. Some of them are passing, and people can't go to the funerals to even say their goodbyes because they are still working. So as a woman-owned production company, I am so glad and blessed to be able to say, you're going to get your break. You're going to get your rest. You're going to even come back and be able to expand on your experience by teaching the experience for our students to have a well-rounded experience. So we do not believe in that. I've been there, done that. Don't ever want to do it again. And as you change, as you get older, your body changes. You have mental, physical, spiritual needs that are different and need to be met. And so you have to have some type of work-life balance. You got to have that. And in so doing so, it makes your work better. Now, one thing I've learned in the midst of this COVID is that, especially during quarantine, I really value my personal time where I get to go to school, I get to learn, I get to spend time and meditate with God, I get to speak my mind spiritually, I get to speak to people that I wouldn't normally get to speak to all the time because we're so busy. So I appreciate the time and awareness that it gave us during quarantine. Now, we do not, we are not pushing COVID. I am not happy it happened, but the after effects of us being able to spend some time with family, get rest, get away from jobs that mean us absolutely no good, and to see that you need to pivot and get to something that is going to make your life's calling your life's work. So we are very appreciative of that, and we have stories that talk about it. So, you know, as always, you can always call in and talk about your experience and what you're feeling for It's a Wrap Wednesday. But it's definitely a wrap for treating union workers, our non-union and union workers like slaves when it comes to film production. It's more than just about the actor and the director. It is about the team that makes the whole monster run, okay? Call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. If you want to talk about how you feel and what's going on with you as a union worker and how things can be better, how you would like things to change. And also remember, we're on all forms of social media. You can like, follow, and share at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under CM Studios, Facebook and Instagram, and TikTok under Cleopatra Memphis Studios. So, again, like, follow, and share. You can also email us, too, at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. So that is craziness and pandemonium. We've also had a change when it comes to what's going on. We had our verdict of with R. Kelly recently being found guilty on all charges, sex trafficking, racketeering, all kinds of stuff. But this is a win for the black community, for its women and girls, meaning that we get to be heard, our experiences get to be validated, because someone has an R. Kelly in their family somewhere, on their job, in their church, and they need to be believed. They need to be heard. If you have stories, let us know. But one of the young ladies that were on the documentary was one of my clients. And, gosh, the story she told me, how it made me feel, you can see the after effects. It was amazing that she's still getting through it. You know, she still has her issues, and how people just threw her away after she told her story. You know, she didn't get anything for making that documentary. She just had to share her truth. So I'm blessed to be able to have did her hair as a cosmetologist working in Hollywood. I am blessed to have been able to hear firsthand from one of the survivors of R. Kelly. And I stopped listening to his music in 99 years ago because none of it felt right. I knew it wasn't right. You can't pay me to put on his music right now. I even got to think about Chris Brown. And, you know, after you do so much, especially as a women's advocate. I'm a women's advocate for us at home as well as in the workplace and anywhere else we can stand up for women's rights. So, and especially as an African-American woman that is Christian, loves the Lord, there is a whole nother stance when it comes to bearing false witness against your neighbor, okay, meaning men lying against women that and children, young girls that they have abused. So, you know, it's a whole thing. So it's a wrap for that, too. So meaning it is a wrap for R. Kelly, and it's a wrap for y'all who are still promoting and pushing his music. You know, that ain't cool. So I am just happy that we are all able to see this situation through. Thank you to the founder of Me Too and all the work you do for pushing this thing through. I have your new book, and it's awesome. I got it via Audible. Y'all read it or download it, whatever you got to do. But anyway, we are going to move on. Remember, again, like us on all forms of social media. Remember why it's a Wrap Wednesday every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. and tell us your story on what you want to wrap up at the end of the day. So until next time, people, we want you to do what? And that is simply be great.